This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser has released a list of top consumer complaints his office received last year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Consumers filed about 14,000 complaints and inquiries in 2021, up 15% from the previous year. The biggest category was retail sales, which also covers things like memberships and subscriptions and deliveries and cancellations. Many of the issues were related to the pandemic. Alleged unemployment scams had the second most complaints. Others asked authorities to look into automotive sales, home services and repairs, and debt collection. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Vail Mountain says it will stay open to skiers and snowboarders until May 1st. If that timetable holds up, it'll be the longest season the resort has ever had. Vail opened its slopes on November 12th. Several Colorado ski areas allowed skiing on their mountains well into May last year, and Arapahoe Basin is planning to stay open until June. And while large corporations own many of Colorado's best-known ski areas, there are a handful of tiny ones owned by cities. Lee's Ski Hill in downtown Ouray has one rope tow and has operated since the 1940s. It's where E.J. Trujillo learned to ski as a kid.
It's awesome. I mean, I would be very, very upset if they ever took it away or, you know, turn it into condos or anything like that.
But the small ski hill won't likely ever be used to build condos because much of the land was donated by a local woman to be a recreation area for children. Other places with city-run ski hills include Steamboat Springs, Durango, and Silverton. This is CPR News and KRCC.